means that in a 12-month period, this company paid him over $250,000, between $250,000 and $499,000 in a 12-month period, working from the comfort of his home. Again, no inventory, no employees, no boss. And there's a lot of people in America. I should say there used to be a lot of people in America that made good incomes, but very few people in America make a six-figure income from the comfort of their home. And we're lucky to have a 250 ring earner here in the state of Utah today. Would you all get up and give a warm welcome for Mr. Chris Hill?
Well, thank you, Mr. Hall. I appreciate that. And he didn't say much about himself, but he is the regional vice president and a six-figure earner, a millionaire club member with our company. And if it weren't for him and some of the other leaders here in the front row, we wouldn't be here today. So if we could, let's give them a hand for all that they do. And welcome, everybody. How many of y'all are in a good mood today? Show of hands. Two of you. Excellent. All right. It's going to be a great day. Two of you are in a good mood. My name is Chris Hughes. I live up in Heber City. And I don't come down the hill much, so this is kind of cool to be here and to see you all. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to tell my story, and then I'm going to get out of the way, and we're going to talk about Legal Shield. Is that all right? So I've been here for 13 years. I started my Legal Shield business in September of 1999, and at the time I was a 27-year-old college dropout. Any college dropouts in the room willing to admit it? Show of hands. All right, few of you. I struggled with algebra. Anybody struggle with algebra? Show of hands. Oh, nice. Okay, very good. How about pre-algebra? Show of hands. The truth is, I couldn't pass pre-algebra. Failed algebra lots and lots of times. And I went to UVSC back when it was UVSC. Today it's what, UVU? Any Wolverines in the house? All right, two Wolverines. Excellent. Three. All right, very good. And, some parents pay for everything for their children when they go to college. You know, they have those means and have prepared, made plans and all those things. When I got to college, and the only reason I went to college is because I heard I was supposed to do that after high school. I didn't know what it was all about. How many of you remember touring? Did any of you go and, like, look at other college campuses when you're in high school? Like, you went to look at the campuses. And I'd have friends come back and go, oh, I went to, you know, to UT and toured the campus. Or I went to, you know, I was raised in Texas. Or I went to A&M and I toured the campus. I'm like, what in the world? Like, in my mind, I'm thinking, I can't think of anything more boring than walking around a college campus. Like, it just, in my family, we weren't raised to think like that, do that. My parents didn't go to college. Their parents didn't go to college. And I didn't understand that whole thing. So after high school, I decided I'd go to college. I go to college. And I realized I need a car. So I borrowed money to get a car, and I borrowed money to get into college, and all this went on my credit card. And I didn't even know what all that meant or how it was all going to work for me. And after a few years in college, I realized I've got to quit college so that I can make the minimum payments on my credit cards. Has anybody played that game before? And so unfortunately, I didn't finish college. I dropped out of college. I moved back to Texas and picked up ridiculous jobs, which I'll talk about a little bit later in the training. When I was 27 years old, I was a college dropout, waiting tables at a restaurant, living in the bad part of town in Fort Worth, Texas. I was behind on all my bills and obligations. We lived in this terrible neighborhood where we had drive-by shootings and burglaries and all kinds of other crimes. And one morning I woke up and I said to myself, I don't want to live like this anymore. And I don't know how many of you in your lives have had what I call a day of disgust. But I wish that on all of you. If you need change to happen in your life and you're not doing what you need to do to experience real positive change, I wish for you to have that day of disgust. Because that's what happened for me is I realized, gosh, like I'm almost 30. I live in the ghetto. I got nothing to my name. I've got no plans. I wanted to get married and have a family, but I thought I can't even afford to take myself out, much less somebody else. You know, and I just wanted to make a change. So I decided on that day that I would start looking for something different. Luckily, Legal Shield fell in my lap. It made a whole bunch of sense to me. I loved it. I got started. And is that me? I don't know if that's me or is it? Yeah, we can't have that. That's obnoxious. Isn't it? Can you hear that? Is it popping? Is it okay? All right. Can you tell I have attention deficit disorder? Yes. All right, if it keeps going, I don't know if we have another option. But anyway, here's what happened for me. How many of you had incredibly high levels of anxiety when you were new in Legal Shield? I know we have a lot of associates in the room. I had incredibly high levels of anxiety because I'd never done anything like this before, and I didn't know if I could become successful. But I went to my first training, and they said, if you'll follow the system and you'll give it 10 hours a week, very, very part-time, you can become successful. And so my question was, well, what am I supposed to do during those 10 hours a week? And they told me, and it was all simple stuff, and I'll be talking about that in the training. And so I did that. And what happened for me is I made more money my first year in Legal Shield doing it spare time than I did working full-time on my job. And I thought, gosh, if I can do this part-time, you know, what could happen if I give it a full-time opportunity? Now, that may sound impressive, but my first year, I only made $21,000. Now, for some of you, that's a lot of money. For some of you, that's a little bit of money. For some of you, for me, it was revolutionary. An extra $21,000. Now, how many of you would be excited to have an extra $21,000 in your life, okay? Not all the hands went up, so let me ask it a different way. How many of you would be excited if $21,000 fell out of the ceiling right now and landed in your lap? How many of you would get up and leave if that happened? It's like, hey, I got what I came for. How many of you, if you saw $21,000 lay on the ground, would stoop over and pick it up, right? It'd be a good day to find $21,000. It'd be a good year to find $21,000. In my second year, my income went to $43,000. Now it was, first of all, I'd never made $21,000 in my life in a year. 27, 28 years old, living in America, never made $21,000 in my life. So in my second year, to be able to make $43,800, almost $44,000, still doing the business part-time, was like a miracle in my life. And in my third year, my income exploded to over $144,000. I never thought I'd ever make that kind of money in my life, and it happened in 3 years in Legal Shield. Now, some people go faster, some people go slower. And for me, I'm not really money motivated. What motivates me is being able to do what I want to do, when I want to do it, with whom I want to do it with. Does anybody else like that plan, right? I just love being able to do what I want to do. And so today I'm mostly retired, and I'm able to raise my family. I've got 4 kids. My wife and I are raising them together, and we've got a big, huge garden, and we're real involved in our community, and I'm on the school board at my kids' charter school, and we travel the world, and we work in our church, and that's what motivates me. I've been able to write a few books and travel the world doing seminars, and those are some of the things that I wanted to do before I got started in Legal Shield. So as I get started today, I want to ask you this. What is it that you really, really want to do? Forget about money and contacts and resources and all that. Forget about that. What is it that you really, really want to do with your days? See, for me, I wanted to be a speaker and a writer, and I wanted to travel the world, and I want to raise my family. That's what I really, really wanted to do full time. But I'm wondering, how in the world am I going to be able to do those things full time? It's going to take a lot of what? Money. Well, Legal Shield solved the money problem for me. So now I've got all this money coming in from Legal Shield over here, and I'm able to go over here and do whatever it is that I want to do. Would anybody like to live your life on those terms? All right, so if you're ready, say, I'm ready. Could I get another? Could you send somebody over with another mic? Let's talk about Legal Shield. Let me swap out my mic because I don't want to be disrupting as I'm presenting. Thank you. Test. Very good. All right. Did y'all say I'm ready? Did y'all say that? Okay. Here we go. What was it? Low battery? Technology is awesome when it works. Okay. Y'all can read that. Let me tell you what we do. We're going to give you unlimited access to the best attorneys in the country for pennies on the dollar. Unlimited access to the best attorneys in the country for a very small monthly fee. Does that make sense? That's what we do. We have a priceless and unique benefit that can put a blanket, a wall of protection around you and your family. That's what Legal Shield does. So think about this. How many of you have ever signed a contract you didn't understand? Show of hands. How many of you have done this? When someone says, sign here. They're on one side of the counter, you're on the other. Sign here. How many of you have done this? You pretend, right? Okay. How many of y'all do that? Why do we do that? because you don't want to look stupid signing your life away without even pretending to read the fine print. Yes? That's why we do that. How many of you have been overcharged or taken advantage of? Show of hands. How many of you have taken a car into the shop with one problem and taken it out of the shop with two problems? I'll save this story maybe for later. It's a long one. But how many of you have been or known a victim of identity theft? See, these are all legal issues, and we don't think about getting attorneys involved in these issues. But let's move forward. We'll talk more about that. Here's the top five areas in which our members, over 1 million members nationwide, are utilizing legal services. This is how they're doing it. Real estate issues. Since the recession, do people have real estate questions and real estate issues? There's family issues. There's consumer credit issues. How many of y'all have had so many financial problems that as the phone rings, you know it's a bill collector, so you answer the phone men in a women's voice or women in a man's voice? Have you ever do that? As though they know who you are, as though they know your voice, right? No longer do you have to hide from the bill collector. Just pick up the phone and call your attorney. And say, hey, these people are harassing me. They call me 17 times a day. What should I do? This is how people are using our services most. But you can use Legal Shield for anything. We'll talk about how that works. So first of all, you have unlimited legal advice, which means you can talk to an attorney on how many issues? Unlimited. You can talk to an attorney for how long? And you can call your attorney how many times? What's an average attorney cost here in Utah? $250 an hour. So if you just called once or twice a month, I mean, how many of you are currently spending $500 a month on an attorney? Every month, $500 a month. We don't do that. But see, if attorneys were free or the closest thing that you can actually get to free, how many of you would call an attorney on a regular basis by show of hands? Of course we would. We don't do it because it's just a mathematical equation. The average American from dead broke to Bill Gates is earning about $20 an hour. The average attorney from the unemployed to the very top are charging $200 to $300 per hour. That's why Americans don't use attorneys unless it's a legal emergency like divorce or bankruptcy or something like that. So unlimited telephone consultations, they will write letters and make phone calls on your behalf. Now, I'm in a situation right now with Polaris. About a year and a half ago, I bought a six-seat, it's a Polaris Ranger. It's got six seatbelts on, a little truck bed in the back. It's got a heater on it and a radio and speakers, and I put doors on it, and it's awesome. I mean, it's like another car for us. We can drive it around town. My kids love it. We take it up in the mountains. Well, the first few times I took it out, it broke. I mean, it just stopped. It was brand new, $26,000. And it just didn't work. And so I've been going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. This has been going on for a year and a half. And this last time I called my attorney advised me, here's where we are. You got the consultation. Isn't it nice to call an attorney and go, hey, what do I do with this thing? Well, then they can write a letter. Isn't that nice to write a letter? And when they get the letter from the attorney, then all of a sudden you become a sir or a ma'am, right? All of a sudden, and it's, oh, we're so sorry about the misunderstanding and all of this. Well, they keep dragging their feet, and it's so frustrating for me. Well, I'm able to call the attorneys and find out what I need to do, and I'll finish that story maybe in the training. So they'll write letters and make phone calls on your behalf. They'll review your contracts and documents. I have another business. I have a seminar business outside of Legal Shield, and I have an online presence, and so I needed to have some documents reviewed. A friend of mine is like, you need to be very, very careful about your online policies and your return policy and, you know, your seminar policies and all that stuff needs to be online and it needs to be done the right way. So spent some time putting all this together, faxed it. I was thinking, gosh, what's it going to cost me? It was about 35 pages to be reviewed, four contracts totaling 35 pages. Well, with Legal Shield, I remembered that they will review all of your contracts and documents up to 10 pages per document, unlimited document. So I'm like, wow, most of these documents are about 8 pages each. I'm just going to call my attorney. So I called Legal Shield. I said, hey, I have four contracts totaling about 35 pages. Can you review them? They said, yeah, fax them in and we'll look them over. Well, about 2 or 3 days later, they called me back. They reviewed all 35 pages. They said, these documents are ironclad. Nobody's going to mess with you with these things. You're going to be in good shape. Go ahead and feel good about putting them on the internet and publishing them. Now, think about this. Think about what would it cost you to have an attorney review 35 pages? Just think, just throw out some numbers. Let's talk about it. Yeah, I'm thinking more like a couple thousand bucks at least. I mean, I've been charged $200-$300 to review one document times 35. Somebody do the math. Do the math. Help me out. $200 a page times $7,000. Legal Shield says, oh, yeah, send them over. We'll take care of you. And I had somebody review it. They'll prepare your will for you. Here's what I know. About what percentage of us are going to die at some point? Approximately. Okay, about 95% of us, right, are going to die. We know how important it is to have a will. Everybody knows that. We get that. The reason people don't have it, 9 out of 10 people, the reason that they don't have it is because it's expensive. Really, for mom and dad to get a will, that's a mortgage payment. Most people don't have an extra mortgage payment sitting around. So they go, well, do we get our wills done or we get our mortgage done? Well, we pay our mortgage. Maybe we'll have some extra money next month. And then they play this silly little game until one or both are dead. And some people say, well, I don't have anything. I don't care. I don't need a will. I don't have anything. Look, I know brothers that won't speak to each other over dad's fake Rolex that he got in a fishing trip in Mexico. Okay, don't talk to each other. Because brother A really wanted the watch. He felt entitled to it because he was the older brother. Brother B said, dad promised me this watch. Dad didn't put it in the will. It doesn't matter. Dad promised me this watch. It was a $50 watch that had no monetary value, but significant what? Sentimental value. And these two brothers don't talk today because of a $50 watch that dad didn't put in a will. So don't make that mistake. It's your last love letter to your family. Get your will done. As our way of saying thank you for getting the membership, we will allow you to get your will done at no additional cost. It's included in the membership. You can update it every single year at no cost. So, now who's suing who in America today? Everybody. I mean, just, I don't know how many lawsuits there are in a country, but you can sue anyone for any reason at any given time. Did you hear about the attorney who sued God? Did you guys hear about this? There was an attorney on CNN, I don't know, years ago, but this attorney sued God. And people were like, why would you sue God? Sue, you know, God? Like, do you not know that he's pretty powerful and he could mess you up, you know, if he wanted to? You know, he's God. And the guy said, you know, they said, do you have a death wish? He goes, no, I love God. The only reason I'm suing God is because I want to prove to the American people that in this country, the law is legal, not logical. You can sue anyone for any reason at any time. So if someone sues you, they go down to the courthouse and file a lawsuit against you for $60. You have to answer that or lose by. So Legal Shield says, hey, we'll defend you. You've got lawsuit protection for civil lawsuits and job-related criminal charges included in the membership. The attorneys are going to help you when you're out on the road. If you ever have a defensible moving traffic violation, if you ever get in an accident, we've got coverage for all of those things. IRS audits. Do you know what the number one audited state in the nation is? It's Mississippi. You want to know why it's Mississippi? You would think it was Texas or California where all the millionaires are. No, they pick on Mississippi. Why? Yeah, per capita, it's the lowest education and the lowest income. So they don't know what their rights are, lowest education, and they cannot afford to find out, lowest income. So they send them these letters that say you owe $18,000, and they put them on the 18% or 20% payment plan or whatever it is for the rest of their life. So if you ever get audited by the IRS, call your attorney. I hear that they're a softer, gentler IRS now. So years ago, I get a letter from them in the mail that said it was an investigation. It wasn't an audit. It was an investigation. And I panicked. So I called my Legal Shield attorney, took advantage of the unlimited consultation. I said, hey, I've got this investigation with the IRS. They said, fax it over to us. I faxed it over to them. They looked at it. They called me back, and they said, look, here's what we want you to do. Grab a pen and paper. Write down these five things. We want you to call back your auditor or your investigator and tell them this, 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 and this. So I called them back, and I said, hi, this is Chris Hughes. I've got your investigation letter here, first thing. I just got off the phone with my attorney, my tax attorney, the second thing I was supposed to say, and he said to tell you this, this, and this. There was a pause. Okay, Mr. Hughes, that'll be all we need. Thank you very much. That was the end of it. That was 9 years ago, and I haven't heard from them since. Anything I didn't mention is going to be covered under a 25% discount. One lady said to me, she goes, so we didn't, you know, does anybody see divorce up there? Anybody see it on the list? See, divorce isn't on the list. If it's not on the list, that means it goes underneath that 25% preferred member discount. So it's kind of a catch-all. This lady says to me, you mean to tell me if I'm going to get a divorce, I only get a 25% discount? I said, yeah, isn't that incredible? What kind of a discount are you getting right now? Without Legal Shield. You know, she says, okay, good point. And she bought the membership, and she's still married, so that's a good thing. But it's so funny because people want to poke holes in this. They go, well, what about DWI? And I'm like, well, are you planning on driving drunk? Well, no. Well, then why are we talking about this? Well, just in case, is it covered? Is it on the list? No. Then it's going to be underneath that preferred member discount. Okay, well, what about espionage? What in the world is espionage? Is it on the list? No. Then it's going to fall underneath the 25% preferred member discount. Everybody get that? So if you want to poke holes in it, if it's not on the list, it's going to be under the 25% preferred member discount. Here's what's cool. I've used the services, I don't know, dozens of times over the last 13 years. I've never had to use the discounted services. Everything I've ever needed to have done over 13 years has been paid for, prepaid for, through the Legal Shield membership. Yeah. So, now let's talk about identity theft for just a second. How many of you have heard people say, oh, I'm real careful, I shred. This is a new term, right? I shred. What does that mean, I shred? What does that mean? Yeah, I put my mail in the shredder, right? People, oh, I'm careful, I shred. How many of you have heard people go, oh, I'm cash only, I don't trust the bank? Show of hands. I'm cash only, man, I don't use credit cards. Right? These are the people that say, when you go, oh yeah, we actually, in addition to the legal services we offer what we believe is the world's finest identity theft protection. And they get all hot and bothered about it. Go, yeah, I want to get identity theft protection. And you go, okay, what's your social security number? And they go, oh, I'm not giving you that. Why not? Oh, I don't put my social security number out there. Well, but we're going to protect your social security number. We need to know what social security number you have. So, oh, no, I don't do that. It's so interesting to me that people have that idea. So let's say it's 2012, and they go, oh, no, I don't give that out. Think about this. If you're one of those people, I don't give out my social. How many schools have you gone to in your life? How many doctors have you been to? How many dentists have you been to? How many credit cards did you used to have? How many bank accounts have you had throughout your life? How many internet services have you signed up for over the years? How many cell phones have you signed up for over the years? Do y'all see all, you're out there already. You're in the average, I don't know, 50 databases already from years past. You're out there already. So the question is, when all this stuff gets sold, you know, what are you going to do about it? You may be so careful today, but you weren't careful when you went to college, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago. They have your information. And that's the stuff that's getting stolen. Y'all remember when the criminals used to break into banks all the time? You used to see it. How many of you were over 40? Show of hands. Over 40. Okay. You remember on television, on the news, you'd see bank robbers all the time. I remember when I was a kid, you'd see it all the time. You don't see it that much anymore, do you? And there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, technology has gotten better. Number two, why break into a bank that has all those cameras when you can break into a dental clinic? So you pop the front window, it shatters. You step through the door, there's a big desk there. Behind that desk is a wall full of what? Files. And what information are in those files? Everything that that thief needs to ruin your life. Why risk a bank when you can go to the dental office? And then they sell those files on the internet for $20,000 to $10,000 depending upon your credit worthiness. But it's not just credit. Right? There's actually five areas of identity theft. We're going to help you with all five of those areas. As a matter of fact, if ever you become a victim of identity theft, we're going to help you put your life back together the way it was before the thief took over. We'll actually allow you to sign power of attorney over to our partner company, Kroll Worldwide, largest risk management company in the world. They will write the letters. They'll act on your behalf. They'll work with the bureaus and do everything that they need to do, again, to put your life back together. So we get all of that for a small monthly fee. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you would agree unlimited access to an attorney, rate stable, meaning if you're 18 years old today, when you're 100 years old, the price is never going to increase? So how many of you would agree that $1,000 a month for unlimited access to an attorney would be a good deal? Maybe not a good budget, but it would be a good deal. Show of hands. And by the way, you're covered, your spouse or significant other is covered, and all of your dependent children are covered as well. Now, with your life insurance, if you add your spouse, what's going to happen to your rates? If with your car insurance, if you adopt 17 teenage drivers and put them out on the road, what's going to happen? You're probably going to get canceled, right, with all those teenagers. With Legal Shield, it's one rate, one price, the whole family. We've never canceled anyone ever for any other reason other than, you know, non-payment or some ridiculous fraud. So it's something that you can keep and know that's always going to be there. What if it was $100 a month? Would that be a great deal? It'd be a great deal, and now it might be a great budget for some people. We wanted to price this to where everybody in America could afford it, and so it is priced at only $35.95 a month, month to month, no contracts to sign. So let's talk about the money. I was listening to something on the way over that I probably shouldn't have, but I heard it anyway, and now it's in my head, and I'm going to share it with you. Is that all right? So 30%. No, excuse me. We are at a 30-year low of people working and or who are actively looking for work. That's an interesting statistic. We're at a 30-year low of people who are working and or who are looking for work. Are there people out there who need additional income in today's economy? Yes. There are people out there who last night, here, let me give you a tip, and I'll talk about this more in my training. Let's say there was 100 people. 100 people. How many of those 100 people do you think were on their hands and knees last night praying to God for a legal plan? Let's talk about it because it's important. What percentage of them? Please, God, give me a legal plan. I need a legal plan. How many of them you think were saying, God, please give me an identity theft protection plan, something real good? Okay. How many of those 100 do you think were praying for financial relief last night? How many of them do you think were praying for, you know, I got to get a new car, I got to get out of this neighborhood, I want to send my kids, you know, to college or on a mission, I want to retire a spouse? What percentage out of 100? Just a random sampling of society. Yeah, probably a majority of them. In this economy. And that's why this message, it's why I came here today to talk about Legal Shield and how to be a blessing and a benefit to those around us. Now, here's what I want you to know. This isn't for everybody, and we know that going into it. We're not looking for everybody. We're only looking for the people who are looking for us. Does that make sense? So if you're looking for opportunity, I think you are because you're here today, let's talk about how Legal Shield works as a business opportunity. I'm going to skip through that. Yes. Now, it takes money to what? How many of you had a lemonade stand when you were a kid or Kool-Aid? Hey, Kool-Aid! Y'all remember those commercials? How many of y'all had, show of hands, did a lemonade stand? All right. So my kids want to do a lemonade stand. Well, I'm raising my kids a little differently than my parents raised me. So like, Dad, I want to do a lemonade stand. I go, okay, perfect. How much money do you have? And they say, no, what do you mean? How much money do you have? Well, what does that matter? I want to make money. I know. How much money do you have? Well, no, Dad, I want to do a lemonade stand so I can make money. I know. How much money do you have? They're little kids. Like, what are you doing to me, Dad? You're hurting my brain. It's like, well, son, listen, in order, like, who's going to pay for the lemonade? Well, you are. No! My parents did that to me. They messed me up. Thought I'd something for something for nothing. You got to pay for the lemonade. You got to pay for the cups. Oh. They're like, never mind. And bounce out of the room. It takes money to what? Well, Legal Shield, it's no difference. $149 investment. I can't believe it's only $149 investment. Dave Hall, myself, and some other people in the room, we invested $249. That's what it was for years and years and years and years. And I couldn't believe it back then that it was only $249 to start a Legal Shield business. Well, now, because of the economy and everything, for the month, they've got it reduced to $149. And that gives you a business in the box, gives you 800 employees in Ada, Oklahoma. You know, it gives you all the materials, everything that you need, a four-hour live training class, all the local support. You're going to be assigned a mentor, a teacher, and a coach, and, you know, not just one, but you'll have an entire support team that's going to help you all for $149. Now, I thought about starting McDonald's before Legal Shield. I found out that it was illegal. Did y'all know this? That back then, it would have been illegal for a guy like me to own a McDonald's. Did y'all know that? I thought in America, you know, you could do all that. No. You have to be an accredited investor, and you have to be a certain amount of net wealth and net worth and all these things. You have to have a certain amount of money in the bank, and you have to have these assets, or it is illegal for you to own a McDonald's. I didn't know that. But let's say it were legal. It was about $1 million back then to get a McDonald's, about 12, 15 years ago. And the problem I was having was I was about $1 million short of $1 million. And I'm thinking to myself, what do you do? Like, I've got ambition, I'm not lazy, but I don't have a lot of money and I don't have a lot of time. How many of you can relate? Show of hands. I don't have a lot of money and I don't have a lot of time. That's why Legal Shield is doing so well, because we cater to the masses who don't have a lot of money and who don't have a lot of time. So we say, hey, for $149, we'll teach you how to do it, and you only have to do the business, 10 hours a week. And if that's too much, do it 5. And if it's not enough, do it 15. You do it however you want to do it. We'll teach you how to do it. You choose whether you want to do it that way or not. You get started for only $149. Is that good or is that good? I think that's good. And the business is, it's so simple. Let me give you a couple of examples of how I've recruited, how I've expanded my business with some of my most successful associates. I call somebody and they go, hey, do you still have those 5 children? Yeah? And you don't need to take notes on this. It's just weird stuff I tried when I was new and I didn't know any better. Hey, do you still have those 5 children? Yeah. Do you still have that wife? Yeah. Do you still have that boat? Yeah. Those 3 cars? Yeah. I'm going to send something in the mail. I want you to take a look at it. It was a VHS back then. Now we have DVDs. But it was a VHS cassette. I put it in the mail. He watched it. He loved it. He bought the service. And later he joined my company. And I made hundreds of thousands of dollars off of that one individual who I sent a VHS cassette tape to. How much expertise did I need to have to do that? Zero. Zero. Here's another one. Hey, Bob, what are you doing for lunch today? Nothing. Come with me. I'm buying. What do you think Bob said?
Okay.
You don't have to twist my arm. He's in the car. I dial a phone number. I give him the phone. I go, listen to this. And I drive. 4 minutes later, he's done listening to that recording. And he says, this is awesome, man. Yeah. So how does this work? I go, well, what are you doing on Thursday night? What are you doing on Tuesday night? When's the meeting? Thursday here. Okay. What are you doing? He's like, oh, nothing. I'm open. Bring them down here. See a professional presentation. They love it. They get started. What did I say about Legal Shield during that entire exchange? Not a word. Not one word. Hey, Matt. Call Matt on the phone. Hey, Matt. How you doing? Good. Matt, you in front of a computer? Yeah. Go to this website. Tell me when you're there. What is this? Just go to the website. Tell me when you're there. All right. I'm there, man. Okay. It's a 10-minute video. Watch it. I'll call you back. Are y'all with me on this or no? Am I all by myself? Crickets up here. I want to illustrate that you don't have to be a salesperson. You don't have to be good or glib. You just have to be busy. You just have to be somebody who's willing to share the information of Legal Shield with others. Now, let's talk about the compensation plan. How many of you have been involved had a commission in your life before? You're involved in some sort of commission situation. What's a percentage? Okay, 10%. So our membership is how much per month? $35.95. Well, that's one time $10 enrollment fees. Let's call it $46. So what would be a good commission of $46? Okay, $3, $4, $5, $6 if you're okay. The worst you can do with Legal Shield as a brand new associate is $34. $34. So you collect $46, send it to the company sends you $34. Is that pretty good? That's it? That's all y'all got for me? Now, imagine this. I mean, it's basically $35. There is an enrollment fee, but it's $35. It's just like going to an ATM machine, and typing in $36. Let me save that analogy until we get to here. But $34 right here, that's a lot of money. $35 comes to you, send it to the company, sends you about $34. It's pretty dang good. I've not seen anything like it. That's why I'm here. That's why I've stayed for 13 years. Okay, then after a little while, you get promoted to that position. I'll show you how that works in just a minute. $103. How much are you collecting from the marketplace with the enrollment fee?
$45, $46.
You send it to the company. They send you the very next day. We get paid daily, by the way. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I love it. It's like Christmas at our house every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You send $46 to the company. They send you $103 the next business day. Is that getting better? Okay. And then it goes all the way up to $252. Just to give you an idea, it took me, a couple months to get there, 4 or 5 months to go there, about 6, 7 months to go here, and about a year to go there. Some people go faster, some people go slower. So let me show you what happens when you get to this position. You go out and market a membership, you collect $46, send it to the company, the very next business day, the company pays you how much? $252. This, now let me use the ATM example. You type in 46 and 252 comes out. How many of you would do it again? How many of you would, you know, all day long, right? Now, of course, none of us would do that. But this is significant adult, grown-up money. In Fort Worth, in the bad part of town, when I show this to my friends, they're like, that is gangster money. That is gangster money. So $252. Well, our business is a unique hybrid, really, between the direct selling model and the insurance model. And let's think about this. In, let's say, in insurance or real estate, we're all probably more familiar with real estate. In real estate, you have brokers and you have what? Agents. If we were in real estate, what would we want to be? We all want to be brokers. Why? You make more money. If we were all brokers in real estate, how many agents would we want? As many as you can get. Because every time they sell a house, they get paid. Who else gets paid? Yeah. Is that legal? Yeah. Bill Gates, how many of you have his stuff or Steve Jobs on your computer? Did he sell it to you personally? But did he get paid? Is that legal? Is that a pyramid or something like that? It's so ridiculous when I hear these, because, you know, that's not even legal. I'm like, it's legal shield. Like, we sell attorneys. Don't you think one of those thousands of attorneys on our network would have figured it out if we were doing something illegal or, you know, unethical? Silly to me. So you have brokers and agents. What do you all want to be in legal shield? You can be whatever. That's what's cool. If you want to be, if you just want to go sell, make a commission, great. There's amazing opportunity there for you. If you want to be a broker, you can be a broker. And I'll talk about this a little bit later in the training. So how many of you would like to let me start at the bottom and then I'll ask you that question. So everybody starts right here. There's a qualification that, here's what our company wants to know. Our company wants to know, are you going to be somebody who's going to drag your feet and never do anything, you know, anytime? Are you going to be a slow starter or a fast starter? What would you all want to be? What do you think would pay you more money faster? Right? Do the fast start. So they say, okay, here's the qualification. If you do either one of these are your choices. You can do this way right here, or you can do it this way. If you do either one of those in 30 days, you are what's considered fast start qualified. And if you'll do that, the company is going to pay you a whole lot more money. Does that sound good? So here's the ways you can do that. You can go out and you can either share 3 memberships and one person joins you in the business, or 5 memberships. How many think you could do that in 30 days? 3 memberships or 5 memberships. Okay, on this example, you're in $207, and this one you're in $345. Here's what I want to point out. How much is our investment to do our business? $149. How much is the membership with the enrollment fee? Okay, add it all up. Can we call it 200? We'll round up and call it $200. If you fast start qualifying your first 30 days with either of these examples, are you profitable?
Yes.
With 3, 4, or 5 people, you're profitable. What other business have you ever heard of? How much money are we talking about getting from? Let's add this up. Somebody do the math. 46, 46, 46, 149. Can somebody add that up? About $300. So you go out to the marketplace and collect $300, and you are in profit mode. See, in most companies, if you go out there and you collect $300, you might make 30. Right? You collected $300, you sent it to the company, you are now profitable in your legal shield business. I've never seen another business model where you can go out and find $300 in the marketplace and be profitable. You have your entire business investment, including your membership, which is a tax write-off. It's all paid for. And you can do that in your first 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks in the business. All right, so that's how you do that. So you go out, you're brand new. You, let's say, share it with 3 people, and you get Fast Start qualified. You're now at this level. Congratulations, you're now a broker in Legal Shield. Now watch what happens. Let's say you brought Pam in the business. Pam was your one person who joined you in the business. So you're here, Pam's here. Pam goes out, shares the membership with her mother. Pam gets $34. Is Pam excited? Yes. Well, you got $34 when Pam shared the membership. Oh, and by the way, remember I said if you get Fast Start qualified, the company will pay you a whole lot more money? Let me show you how that works. So let's say, here you are, you go out and you share the membership with 1, 2, 3 people. OK, Okay, one, two, three people. And your name is Derek? Okay, Derek joins you in the business. One, two, three memberships. Derek joins you in the business. So you get paid how much? 34 plus 34 plus 34. But you did that in 30 days. So the reason why we have this other 34 here is because if you get it done in 30 days, the company will double what they paid you. So once you get faster qualified, they send you another check for 34, 34, and 34. So you've made all of that money. Now you've been promoted to the associate level. You get Pam started. Pam markets a membership. Pam gets paid. She's excited. You get paid. Now, how many of you would like to learn how to make six figures in Legal Shield? Show of hands. Okay. This is fun. Let me show you how to do this. Once you get to this position, I want to show you how simple this can be. When you get to this position, again, it took me a year. Some people go faster, some people go slower. Oh, and by the way, I am not permitted to tell you this, but I can tell you a little bit. Anyone who's ever wanted to go executive director, when you go to Dallas, our convention that's coming up next week, you're going to realize that if you haven't been able to do it up to this point, you're going to be able to do it really, really quickly. Yeah, it's amazing. So well, I think we're going to see people getting to executive much, much, much more quickly. And it's good for everybody in the compensation structure. So watch this. So you get to executive director level. Took me a year. You bring on Pam. Pam markets a membership. She gets paid $34. Is she happy? Yes. Well, you get paid 34 plus 34 plus 34 plus 34 plus $44 for a total of, how much is it? 183 bucks. How much money went to the company? 46. How much did Pam get? 34. How much did you get? 183. Who's upside down right now? Who's trusting who? It's so funny. People come here and they go, I don't know, man. I'm skeptical. I'm like, the company's giving out hundreds of dollars on a $46 transaction. We should be skeptical of you, you know? Like, right? I mean, the company's doling out all of this cash. And let me explain why they do that. Because they know that most people buy the membership are going to keep it. So they go ahead and pay you for the full year. They pay you for the full year, you know? And so you can actually build a significant income with Legal Shield. So let me talk about how to make six figures. So this money over here is about $183. Let's round it up for super easy math to 200. Is that okay? 200. So let's say you, Pam did 10 memberships like that. Or not Pam. Let's say you had 10 Pams. Let's spread it out. Let's just say you had 10 Pams and they did one membership a week. How many memberships is that in the week? 10. Is that a lot? No. 10's not a lot. 10 is 10. A lot is a lot. Everybody get that? 10's 10. So 10 memberships during the week. 10 times $200 is your override. Your override is 200 bucks. Well, we're rounding up. $200 times 10 is $2,000. Now let's say you had 10 Pams that did one membership a week for 4 weeks in a row. $2,000 a week times 4 weeks is $8,000. $8,000 times 12 equals, you're right there at about 100 grand a year with 10 memberships a week at the executive level. Now, that doesn't include all the people in your organization that are in between. That's just you looking at this position and that position. I've never seen another compensation structure anywhere in our profession where with 10 transactions a week, we're not talking about recruiting people and, you know, trying to play that money game that a lot of companies play. We're talking about just sharing the services. With as few as 10 a week in this example, I've never seen anybody be able to make $100,000 in income with just 10 transactions a week. So you get paid when you market a membership, you get paid when other people in your organization market a membership at a lower level, and you get paid a residual income. I am getting residual compensation today for memberships that I marketed 13 years ago, 12 years ago, 11 years ago, 10 years ago. How many of you all like to have some of that in your life? Okay. So, we also have what's called the Performance Club. Every year the company sends us on these exotic, wonderful vacations. Our next trip will be the Beach Palace in Cancun, Mexico. And I've stayed at this resort for about a week. And it's one of my favorite places. It's kind of up on a hill and you're looking down on the beach. And they've got this, you know, cascading pool and big movie screens. You can watch movies. And my favorite part was when you go on a Legal Shield trip, they give you a wristband. And that wristband means I can eat whatever I want to eat in ungodly amounts, right? It means, you know, I can eat drinks, gratuities, everything. They pay for everything. Your flight, accommodations, transfers, all that stuff. Food, gratuity, everything's paid for. So we go to we're at the Beach Palace one year, and I ordered this gigantic steak and all these shrimp. And I said, with this wristband, how many of these plates can I order? And they said, as many as you want. And I said, well, then bring me a couple for starters. And we pounded the food. I mean, have you ever eaten so much food that you couldn't sleep that night? Not because you're uncomfortable, because you were feeling guilty for eating that much food. Anybody? I mean, I felt so guilty for having eaten so much food. I've gotten all that under control these days. But anyway, so those are fun trips. In addition, we've got a car bonus program, a BMW program. How many of you would like to drive a BMW and let Legal Shield pay for it? Show of hands. So if you'll be in our consistency program, you don't have to be a top performer. You just have to be in our performance club program. It's a consistency program. For 12 months, the company will start paying you $500 a month. You can get yourself a BMW. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Two or three of you are excited about that. So that's excellent. So as we wrap up, here's what I want you to know. We live in Utah, and Utah is the work-from-home, network marketing, multi-level marketing, direct sales capital of the world. Yes? I mean, how many companies can we get on the I-15? How many, right? They're like all here, right? I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, there they are. And you see all these buildings. How many of you have been approached by, you know, a lot of these companies? See, I got hit up by a company called Amway. Y'all heard of this? Right, Amway? Back in 1999, they rebranded as Quickstar. And I got hit up right before Legal Shield, and I almost did it. I almost signed up because I was so like, gosh, I wanted an opportunity. I needed an opportunity so bad. So it was 9/9/1999, September 9th, 1999. I'll never forget. That was a big launch for Quickstar. And I wanted to know, let me meet some of these people that are making all this big money. And every person I met had been in the business for 20, 30 years. And I started wondering, do I have to do this for 20 or 30 years to make money? You know, like, I don't want to do that. And then, like, that during that same exact time in my life, I get invited to a Legal Shield presentation just like this. And I met people in that room who were making big money in a year. And I went on to meet dozens of people that were top money earners, and they did it in a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, and it was a completely different experience. You know, over there, it was all these people been there for decades. Over here, it was people who have been here for years. And I want you to read these numbers. Legal Shield has paid over $1 billion to associates over the last decade. We've been in business for four decades, but over the last just one decade, we've paid over $1 billion to associates over in that last 10 years. Think about this. What percentage of companies ever make $1 billion at all? In their entire life cycle. Most companies don't even make it. Not only are we making, we made billions of dollars over the last 10 years, we've paid out $1 billion in commissions. 1,000+ are earning $50,000 a year or more. Does the company that you work for right now have 1,000 people earning $50,000 a year or more? Some of you work for big corporations, maybe. Most of us know. Hundreds of us are earning between $100,000 a year and multiple millions. Think about that. Does the company that you, if it's those of you that have jobs, does the company that you work for right now, do you have hundreds of people that are earning between $100,000 a year and millions of dollars per year? The opportunity of Legal Shield is unprecedented. And what I'd like to do at this point is I want to bring up, we've got some testimonials. I want to bring up a handful of people who have already been invited to come up and share their testimonials with how the services are working and how the business is working. And these are people that are here right in the Utah marketplace that can assist you in your business, help you grow your business. And for those of you that have been invited, please make your way to the front of the room. And as they come forward, please give them a hand. Thank you.
Deanne DeBell, and before Legal Shield, I've always been in the legal industry, many years as a court reporter, and I was doing okay as a court reporter, but the neighbor around the corner came over and she showed me this information, and As soon as I saw it, I knew that everyone in America needed this membership. And then when we got to the compensation part about the overrides and the residual income, I knew I was doing okay, but I had to keep going to do more jobs. And I had no time. And so when I saw our compensation plan, I was definitely in. I love this company.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started 5 years ago, September 2007. Just for the intention, I wanted to make a few extra $100 for my car payment. But as I started plugging in and seeing the trainings like we're going to get this afternoon with Mr. Hughes, about 4 months in, it was actually paying me more doing this part-time than my full-time job was. My first full year here, we made $68,000. Second year, the second 12 months, we broke the six-figure income, and we love driving the BMW that Legal Shield put in our driveway as well.
My name is Kate Burns, and I've been with this company for about 3 years now. When the information about Legal Shield was shared with me, I had a full-time job. I was also going to school full-time, so I really didn't have a whole lot of time to take on another project, but I knew that I needed the income. So I got started working with Legal Shield about an hour or two a day. That's really all I could afford time-wise to put into the business. In doing that, I made an extra $9,700 my first 3 months, so that really caught my attention. And it's been 2.5 years that I've been working from home on my own terms, building my Legal Shield business. I love this company.
Good morning. My name is Dave Hall, and my background is I don't have a high school diploma or a GED. I did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to Legal Shield. And I too, didn't have very much time. I had to start very part-time, but within a few months, it was paying me more than my full-time job. So we transitioned. We went full-time with the company after our second year. It was paying us a six-figure income. Fast forward 7 years, we were inducted into the Millionaires Club. And looking at my previous place of employment, would have taken me over 55 years to earn $1 million there, and I hated going to work there. So I love this business.
All right. So I love to hear the testimonials. My my whole family ended up doing Legal Shield, and I'll show you what's happened with us, and then I'll we'll break and then go into our training. But my family, like brothers, sister, everybody was in, you know, near bankruptcy. Some of my family filed bankruptcy, and so my brother Jeff takes a look at Legal Shield, loves it, shares it with me and my brother Mike and my brother Dave, and we all loved it. And then eventually my sister came in, another brother, and some more family members came in. And what has happened since then is my mom and dad have gone to that top level, that director level in the compensation plan, which is what we call the top permanent position in the comp plan. Mom and dad both went to that position. My little sister became an executive. Remember, we showed you that was at the very, very top. My other brother, Mike, became a silver executive, which is like a double bonus level on top of the executive level. My brother Dave Hughes has become a millionaire in the company. He was a college student when he got started, and he's become a millionaire. And my brother Dave has, my brother Jeff, he's, you know, saw this thing 13 years ago and got started. He's become a millionaire in Legal Shield, and he shared the business with me. And my wife and I have become millionaires in Legal Shield, and we've shared it with others who have gone on to become millionaires in Legal Shield. And actually, my brother Dave and Dave Hall are our brothers-in-law, and they've been working together for 13 years. And, you know, Dave Hall is a millionaire, and he's got people in the room that are going to be millionaires soon. And it's incredible to see what's happened with this business. People from varied backgrounds. And so I just ask you this. I'll end as I started. What is it that you really, really want to do? And if you keep doing what you've been doing, will you be able to enjoy what it is that you really, really want to do? See, for me, as a college dropout waiting tables at Chili's, if I kept that up for the rest of my life, I just couldn't help but wonder, will I ever be a speaker? Will I ever be a writer? See, for me, I was thinking, what am I going to put on the back of the book? Chris Hughes is a college dropout. He, like, you know, what am I going to put back there that's going to make people want to read my book? Legal Shield answered that question for me. It's allowed me to create a success story, one that I can put on the back of the book. So that was my dream. For you, what is it? What is your dream? What is it that you really, really, really want to do? And if you don't do this, which is fine, if you don't want to do it, we don't want you to do it. But if you don't do this, what are you going to do that is going to lead you to your dream, to your destination? If there's a big question mark when I ask that to you, why not Legal Shield? Why not now? Why not get started? And here's what we're going to do. We're going to take about a, 10-minute break or so? We'll take about a 10-minute break. And for those of you that are guests, if you like what you see and you want to get started, we invite you to get your paperwork started, get started today, and we invite you to attend the training. I'm going to be training for how long? Maybe a couple hours? I'm going to train for a couple of hours, and my training today is entitled How to Earn $100,000 a Year, How to Create a $100,000 a Year Business with Legal Shield. Not just how to make the money, but how to create a business. So I'll be talking about that, and I want to invite all of you to stick around for that. So we're going to take a 10-minute break, and after that break, Mr. Dave Hall is going to come back up and get the training started. So on behalf of Legal Shield and the Utah Marketplace, I want to thank you for your time and attention. God bless. We'll see you in a few minutes. I'm glad you came.